What's up, everybody? This is AfterBuzz TV's football after show coverage. We're going to go over Ravens and Steelers. Then we're going to go over Sunday's games and even Thursday night football. So stay tuned. It's just me tonight. So I'm relying on you in the chat and I'm opening up the lines for you to call in and talk to me. Let's do this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, everybody? It is Sunday night. Another Sunday of football is in the books. Well, kinda. The Ravens and Steelers are still playing. It's 26-14 right now. Pittsburgh Steelers, what's going on, everybody? I am Josh Rodriguez. Would like to correct myself. It's 26-14 Baltimore Ravens. And it's just me today. Just I will be talking football with you. I am in the live chat. So if you want, hit me up in the live chat with any questions that you have. Also, Anthony, our dear engineer. Say what's up, Anthony, if you can.
What up, everybody? Sunday night football.
Yeah, Sunday night football. He's a huge football fan, right, Anthony? You love football.
I love all sports.
I love all sports. He was nice enough to open up the phone lines. I think this is the first time in AfterBuzz Sports history that we've opened up the phone lines. I've done a lot of AfterBuzz Sports things here, and this is the first time, thanks to Anthony. The number is 424-354-8302. That's 424-354-8302. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. Call in. Let's do it. But first, let's talk Ravens Steelers. Now, this game is not over yet. I'm following it on my phone. So if you see me on my phone, it's not me being rude. It's just me following it on my phone to try to update you guys. It's 26-14 Ravens. I had the Steelers winning this game, but I was wrong about that. They're just not. I don't know what's going on with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Their defense is not that good. They're missing Le'Veon Bell, so, you know, James Conner had a nice week one, but then he looks incredibly ordinary after week one, showing how much that they miss Le'Veon. Now, I don't want to call the game over now, but it is a two-possession game with less than 2 minutes. A lot would have to happen in order for the Ravens to blow this. Before we talk about the Steelers, though, let's talk about the Ravens a little bit. They're going to move to 3-1. They had that blowout victory against Buffalo in week one. I don't think a lot of people have taken the Ravens as seriously as they deserve to be taken. Now they're going to take sole possession of first place in the AFC North. You have Joe Flacco, 28 for 42, two touchdowns. And John Brown, if you have him in fantasy, congratulations. You probably got in the 10th or 12th round, something like that. But he has been a huge addition to this team. He's opened up that offense. You know, when you think Ravens, at least recently, you think of a really good defensive team. And that's really not what it's been lately with the Ravens. Their defense has been good. I mean, I know that they lead the league in some stats this year, but that's a large in part to that week one thrashing of the Buffalo Bills. So the stats are kind of skewed since it's early in the season. It's weird to see this Ravens offense being opened up, throwing the long ball at Flacco. Crabtree's a nice addition. You know, Javaris Allen's having a nice year along with Alex Collins. Nice little run game there. And I think the Ravens, what a statement game today, barring that they blow it. What's up, Joseph? I see in the chat. Big Ben wasn't himself this week. Ben hasn't been himself, honestly, for most of the year. I would argue with that. Renee, $60. I don't know what you're talking about. $60 wrong. That's a lot to say. I don't know what you're talking about there. But after this game, the Steelers, I think they moved to 1-2-1, which, if you're a Pittsburgh fan, you can't be happy about. I don't know if it's time to panic, but after Cincinnati's win this week, you're looking at probably, if I'm not mistaken, you're tied for last with the Cleveland Browns, which is not something you are used to saying in Pittsburgh. Coming up, you have, let's see, Atlanta with that potent offense. That's at home, but if you can't stop most of these teams, I don't understand how you're going to stop Atlanta. And then Cincinnati, so you could very well be looking at a 1-4-1 start going into your bye week. I think it's time to hit the panic button, Pittsburgh. I know it's early. I know they say you shouldn't hit the panic button early, but what are we, a quarter through the season? You're 1-2-1. You're supposed to win a division. Le'Veon Bell's holding out. You don't know if he's going to be on your team. You don't know if you're going to be that dynamic on offense, which has been your identity for the past few years. You know, if Le'Veon does come back, what do you do? You don't know how your offense is going to react. Your defense is not something you can rely on, right? I mean, does any Pittsburgh Steeler fan rely on that defense right now? Do you count on that defense? Because I don't, tell you that. I think the Bengals are better than them. I think the Ravens are better than them. And I think this is going to be a very disappointing year in Pittsburgh. And I think Mike Tomlin is probably going to be on the hot seat after this year. I know a lot of people in Pittsburgh are not happy with the culture that he has provided in that locker room. I think he kind of has, you know, this intense personality that rubs some people the wrong way, especially traditionalists, especially fans of Pittsburgh who are old school fans. I think he's very intense. He did win a Super Bowl, but Ben is not happy with him. What do you guys think about Mike Tomlin and him being on the hot seat for next year if things go south with Pittsburgh? Because I think he's on the hot seat. You can call in. Anthony, do you have a lower third for the number or no?
Of course I do.
Anthony is the dopest engineer at AfterBuzz TV, and I'm only saying that because he's the engineer right now. Just kidding. 424-354-8302. I'm in the live chat as well. Dang MQ, I see you watch New England win 12 in a row now. You might be right. Do you remember, Dang, back in the day, I think it was 3 years ago, when the Patriots got absolutely throttled by the Kansas City Chiefs, and everybody was saying, Brady's done. The Patriots are done. It's over. And then all of a sudden, they just win what? It might have been like 10 in a row, and then they ended up winning the Super Bowl. So I'm going to get to that later when we... You know what, Anthony, let's get into it right now. Let's go through the Sunday games right now. I think we can declare this game over. Victory for the Ravens over the Pittsburgh Steelers. All that's left right now is garbage time and hoping for fantasy points. Let's start with the Thursday night game. Anthony, you can bring up the Jared Goff highlights. Jared Goff... I love it. 465 yards, 5 touchdowns. Are the Rams the best team in the NFC East, people? Anybody in the chat? Anybody can call in 424-354-8302. Are the Rams the best team in the NFC? I would like to know that question. I would like to know the answer to that question. Yeah, you can play the highlights whenever you want. Like I said before, Jared Goff, 465, 5 touchdowns. Now, this Minnesota defense was supposed to be maybe the best defense in the NFC, at least from my standpoint. They were last year. You had high expectations going into this year, but this, you can't stop this. This is a dime. What a throw by Jared Goff. This is the best performance by a quarterback on Thursday Night Football. The best. That is not exaggeration. The best performance by a quarterback on Thursday Night Football, Jared Goff, who now in his third year is looking like one of the best quarterbacks in the league after his first year was looking like a bust a little bit. He has receivers like Cooper Kupp, Brandon Cooks, Robert Woods, turning into one of the best, if not the best trio in the league. You know, you can argue the best duo, Thielen and Diggs, who were on the other side of the ball this game, but look at this. Look at that dime. Too easy. Too easy. The Rams coming away with the victory. And it wasn't like the Vikings didn't put up a fight, but you have to be underwhelmed if you're a Vikings fan right now. You tied Green Bay, which at the time was kind of like a victory, right? You go into Lambeau Field. That's not a game that you can expect to win. If you win, you're happy about it. And you tied, so you're kind of like, okay, I'll take that. But then you lay an egg the next week against arguably, in my mind, the worst team in the NFL. I don't know if they're going to win another game. That's how bad I think they are in the Buffalo Bills. And then you come out in LA, and this is a game that, to me, I wouldn't say it was a toss-up. I wouldn't expect the Vikings to win this game, but now you're 1-2-1. You have a lot of hype going into this year. You're in the division with the Packers, and the Bears are 3-1 right now. You have to be wondering, what's going on with my team? Are we even going to make the playoffs? This is a team that people were thinking were going to go to the Super Bowl. Now, you can't really blame Kirk Cousins for this loss. Kirk Cousins did his thing. Diggs did his thing. Adam Thielen was awesome. You got to, what's going on with the defense? Was that Sean McVay just being a genius that he is? I don't know. I really don't know. But the Rams are definitely like the best team in the NFC. Let's talk about the NFC. Who's better than the Rams right now? Let's go through the divisions. NFC East, Eagles. Not looking like it after today's loss. I'm not saying it's a Super Bowl hangover, but they just seem like an ordinary team right now. The Cowboys, same thing. Giants, no. I'm a Giants fan, by the way. Shout out to all my Giants fans. I just don't see anybody like who's better than the Rams right now. Let's go to the NFC North. You got the Packers. You know, Aaron Rodgers is playing okay, I guess, but they're not looking like they're a dominant team. They just beat the Vikings. You can't say the Vikings are better than them. And the Bears, 3-1. We'll get to it later, but I'm not really sure how many games the Bears are going to win this year or if you can take them seriously as a contender yet. And then there's no one in the division better than them. So as of right now, it's just a quarter into the season. It's not like it's, you know, week 14, we're going to be making playoff predictions, and it's very early. Things happen. But I think the Rams are the best team in the NFC. And I don't think it's close. What do you guys think? Anybody? What do you think? In the chat, Joseph Bosa. Well, that tie because of Clay Matthews rule didn't help him out. That is true. Honestly, if it wasn't for Clay Matthews, they'd be 1-3. That's a good point. Renee, I'm calling it right now. The Bears, Rams, that makes... You know what? That actually does make sense. Maybe you're right. Maybe it does get flexed into the Sunday Night Football Tiles kind of schedule. Maybe. We'll see. Shout out to whoever's informing you of that type of stuff. All right, let's move on. Titans versus Eagles. Now, the Titans move to 3-1. I don't know how they are 3-1. Their offense is absolutely putrid. Putrid. Awful offense. There are two teams in this league right now who are 3-1 that I just cannot, for the life of me, understand why they're 3-1. And the Tennessee Titans are one of them. Anthony, you can play the highlights whenever you want. And they beat the Eagles today. And I want to play these highlights right now. You're going to see a 4th-and-2 right now in overtime. Instead of kicking for the tie, they go for it here. Screen to Deion Lewis, gets 17 yards, and it puts the Titans in prime position to win the game with their next play, with the Corey Davis touchdown. A play that I really like a lot. You know, a lot of players, if you hear them talk about going for it on 4th down, they rather lose the game, especially in overtime, by going for it rather than being complacent. And I love that that call. Very aggressive. Marcus Mariota had a scramble play for like 18 yards on the play before that, so they went into the play with a little bit of momentum. Touchdown Titans, they win in overtime, defeating the Philadelphia Eagles 26-23. And even though Carson Wentz is back, that offense is not looking as potent as it was last year. But I still can't take the Titans seriously right now. They're 3-1. They're tied for first with Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville is still just a way better football team than the Titans. The Titans defense has played well this year, but they're not better than the Jacksonville defense. They haven't even had Leonard Fournette at all this year, and they've been putting up points all but their last game in week 3. I can't take the Titans seriously. What about you guys? You guys take the Titans seriously. I know they're 3-1, but they don't really win like impressively. And I know that a win's a win, but it still counts for something. Joseph Bosa in chat, with only 10 minutes for overtime, no wonder Tennessee went for it. That could be the difference from a playoff spot or a wild card spot for the division. That is very true. That is very true. I like going for it. You get a tie, that doesn't do, it doesn't hurt you, but it doesn't do anything for you. You get that win. Getting that win is so big, especially when you're battling for the division. Like I said, I don't think they're better than Jacksonville. I think by the end of the year, Jacksonville is going to separate themselves and be in first place. But for the wild card, I agree with you, Joseph. That might be huge for a wild card spot. Dang MQ, Mariota has been up and down in his career. That is facts. He's also hurt this year. He had a decent, if you look at his stat line, he had a decent game, but you know, there's no run game right now. Derrick Henry has been a huge disappointment. Deion Lewis adds a little bit of a dynamic to the running game, but they haven't really used him. Corey Davis is coming on nicely. They're just a team that doesn't excite me. They do things, everything they do is like, okay. It's you know what I mean? Like, Marcus Mariota is an okay quarterback. Their run game, Derrick Henry, he's not as bad as he's been, but, you know, at max, okay. Their defense is good, but, like, not that great. Everything that they do is just underwhelming, I guess. So I don't really take them as seriously as their record would indicate. You know, they're in a division with the Houston Texans and the Indianapolis Colts, two teams who are not good right now, but who I could see beating the Titans, especially home game. Joseph Bosa, Titans have a weird start in 2 weeks. They are at the Chargers, but it's a 9:30 a.m. start. Ooh, that is weird. That is weird. The thought of the Titans beating both teams on Sunday Night Football just to lose to Jacksonville is sickening. Why is it sickening? Jacksonville's better than them. It shouldn't be sickening. It shouldn't be sickening when you lose to a team that's better than you. So, I disagree with you there. Disagree with you there, Renee. All right, let's move on to Baker Mayfield's first start in the NFL as the Browns lose 45-42 against the Oakland Raiders. Now, Ant, you can play the highlights right here. This is the game-tying drive, or I guess the game-tying touchdown and two-point conversion. Derek Carr to Jared Cook right here, and an out in the end zone. This brought the Raiders within two. Now, of course, needing the two-point conversion, where do you go to? You have Amari Cooper, you have Jared Cook, you have Marshawn Lynch, who could run it up the middle, but no, you have the steady hands of Jordy Nelson, who is one of my favorite all-time receivers. Touchdown, well, not touchdown, two-point conversion, stands 42-42. The Raiders eventually win it 45-42 in overtime, handing Baker Mayfield his first loss as a quarterback. Baker Mayfield with an up-and-down day, 21-41, 295 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions, looked good at times, looked like a rookie at times, and that's what you're going to get from Baker. You know, I know he came in last Thursday night against the Jets and he tore stuff up, but, you know, there wasn't any film on him. I think a momentum had a lot to do with it. I think hype had a lot to do with it. I think just the energy of being home in a city that hasn't won a game in 2 years had a lot to do with that. Race Fan Rock says Browns got better on offense but needs to work on the defense, which is true. And that's interesting because the Browns defense is one of the best defenses in the league. They just didn't show it today for whatever reason. They had an off. I don't know what was going on. This is not a game that I watched. I'll be fully honest with you. I saw highlights. I was watching for fantasy football purposes, but it didn't come on my TV, so therefore I didn't watch it. But, you know, the Browns pass defense is one of the best pass defenses in the league. You know, they've made Ben Roethlisberger struggle. They made Drew Brees struggle in the Superdome. Granted, Sam Darnold's a quarterback who's a rookie. He struggled. So it's very weird to see him give 45 points. I think this is more of an aberration, but it's kind of sucks. You know, your offense puts up 42 points and your defense that usually is good doesn't hold it down for you. Like I said, the phone lines are open, 424-354-8302. If you guys want to talk about anything that I'm talking about, let's have a conversation. Do want to stick with Baker Mayfield talk. I like Baker. Where are you guys on Baker? I'm not sure if he's rookie of the year type material. I think that might be going to Calvin Ridley after the few weeks that he's had. I know it's early. But I do think he's going to be a good QB. I like the energy he brings. I think he's very accurate with football. And you're going to have ups and downs with Baker. That's just, he's a rookie. I know a lot of people came in here expecting him to tear up the league, or at least tear up this Raiders defense, which isn't a really good defense at all. And he did okay. You know, he did what rookies do. He showed some flashes. You're not going to see him tear up the earth or scorch the earth in his first year. Jared Goff didn't scorch the earth in his first year. Carson Wentz didn't scorch the earth in his first year. Peyton Manning didn't scorch the earth in his first year. You're going to get ups and downs. And this Cleveland team, they have weapons. Jarvis Landry, you know, a few drops. There were some drops that I saw when I was watching briefly. So I do know that. But he's going to be all right. All right, what do we have in the chat right here? Let's see. I guess Fox wanted to give one of their two sideline reporters. Are you guys talking sideline reporters? Sideline reporters. Okay. I don't have any videos of sideline reporters, but send me some. We can start talking about that. Baker Mayfield going to be flexed into Sunday Night Football in Week 5. That makes no sense. That is not happening, Renee. That is impossible. Stop trying to make it happen. It's not happening. And let's move on to the Bears-Buccaneers. Now, this is a game that, listen, I fully expected the Bears to come in and win this game. And Ant, you can play the highlights whenever you can. But I didn't expect Mitch Trubisky to have six touchdowns. I mean, five in the first half, and this one was like ridiculous. I don't even know what this game reminded me of. I don't know if you guys ever played flag football. This reminded me of a flag football game. The offensive plays that were drawn, the plays that were being designed. This didn't look like, the Bears offense in general actually looks like a flag football type offense. It's very creative. I give Nagy credit. It's very creative. Here's Tariq Cohen going down the sideline for a bunch of yards. But it's making me wonder, are they trying to hide stuff with Mitch Trubisky? Because he looked really good today, but at times he looks very, very average. So I have to wonder, how much of this was Mitch? How much of this was the Bears? And how much of this was just the Buccaneers not being a good football team? Fitzmagic is done. It is done. RIP Fitzmagic. No more Fitzmagic. It was fun while it's lasted. First two games took the league by storm, and that was it. And even last week, he played well. He played okay, but they lost. And then even this game, honestly, when you lose this bad 45-10, it's not all on the quarterback. The defense was awful. Mitch Trubisky had six touchdowns. That's how bad the defense was. Mitch Trubisky's 6 TDs are incredible growth, especially after week one. That is true, Renee. Very incredible growth, but you have to sustain that growth or it's nothing. Or it means nothing. Matt Nagy, Bears head coach, played arena football. That is a fact I did not know. And that makes sense. Because this offense is really creative. It's very creative. It's almost gimmicky. It's almost frustrating if I'm a Bears fan because it's like, okay, I like it. You know, we're putting up points. We put up points this week, but what's going to happen when you face real defenses against real teams, against teams that are not the Buccaneers, teams that are in contention for the playoffs, teams that are going to challenge us, that are going to make us make plays and stop the gimmicks? I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm not a big believer in the Bears. I'm not going to lie. I think their ceiling this year, I know they're 3-1 right now, but I think their ceiling's a 500 team, 9-7 team, 8-8 team. I don't see them making the playoffs. I don't really see them sustaining this. Now, their defense is fantastic. Khalil Mack, getting him is an absolute steal. He is unreal. He's had a forced fumble in every game this year, which is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I don't know what the Raiders think. That's a whole other conversation. But Khalil Mack is unreal. That Bears defense, if anything, that Bears defense is going to keep them in games. It might win them games like it did against Arizona last week, but I don't take the Bears that seriously yet. I need to see more from Mitch. I can't see him rely on gimmicks. I need to see him drop back, read a defense, hit his receiver. You know, all this motion stuff and odd formations. It's cool. I mean, it works. Obviously, it worked today. But in the long run, I don't know how long it's going to work. So, before we do that, I'm going to run through before I get into the rest of the league, I'm going to read this advertisement to you guys. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network producers, after shows for nearly all your favorite network TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailored, made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button for now. And this channel, check out our other AfterBuzz TV YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. So let me know if you guys subscribed. You guys subscribed? If you did, I'll thank you. I will thank you by name. Thanks for being the best fans, for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk, AfterBuzz TV. Subscribe to two of our channels, especially Wrestling and Sports, which is the one you're watching right now. I'm going to run through some scores around the league. We don't have too much time, so I'm just going to, you know, go through some scores and say what I think. All right, Patriots 38, Dolphins 7. Stop doubting Tom Brady. Can we stop? Can we just stop doing that? He's one of the best quarterbacks of all time. You're talking to someone who thinks he's not the GOAT. It's in a whole nother discussion. He's not the best quarterback I've ever seen. He has the best resume of all time. I'll give him that. But let's stop doubting him. Let him. If he's going to fall off, let him fall off. Let him fall off the cliff, then go down to the cliff or wherever he landed. Check his pulse. Make sure he's dead. Then you go to his funeral, check his pulse in the casket, make sure he's dead, then watch him get buried, stay at the grave, and then make sure he doesn't rise from the grave before we announce him dead. Tom Brady's not dead. He's not dead. The Patriots are not dead. If he has two bad games, it happens. They're fine. 38-7 over the first place Miami Dolphins against a team that's supposed to challenge him for the division crown. They're winning the AFC East. They're going to be in the playoffs. They might have a bye. Stop proclaiming Tom Brady dead. We have the Bengals 37 over the Falcons 36. Last minute, last second, AJ Green touchdown. That Atlanta defense cannot stop anybody. Nobody. I think if you put me at quarterback, if you put Anthony at wide receiver, I think we could put up 30 points against that defense. You think we can do that, Anthony? Do you have some wide receiver experience?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I could do it.
I think you could too, man.
I feel like if I believe in myself strong enough.
I believe in you, Anthony.
Thank you.
Because you, whatever Anthony puts his mind to, he does. Anthony is an engineer here. He's also a host here, so I don't know if you guys watch, but he is a fantastic host. Anthony, what do you want?
I'm actually on every Tuesday at Horror Movie News on the Popcorn Talk Network on our sister network right here. Well, we talk about horror movies and we give you the news, and also we recommend movies to you. And we have a segment called Horror History where we break down a film from the past that was very important to contributing to the horror genre. But that's neither here nor here. Nor there. We're talking football.
That is why Anthony's the best. Team player right there. Anthony, congratulations. Actually, play the applause for yourself. Play the applause for yourself. That is awesome. There you go. That's for you, Anthony. That is for you. Dallas 26, Lions 24 on a last-second field goal. The Lions just find ways to lose. I like Matt Stafford as a quarterback. I don't know what's going on in Detroit. Three really good receivers, Galladay, Tate, Marvin Jones. Stafford's a good quarterback. Now they have Kerryon Johnson in the backfield. They just find ways. There's just teams that find a way to lose. That's the Detroit Lions to me. The Cowboys, extremely mediocre. Zeke with a great game. Big play at the end of the game. Nice throw by Dak, who just don't make mistakes, Dak. That's really what it is. I mean, I think by now we kind of realize that Dak is not really a franchise quarterback. He's a game manager, which is fine. You can win with the game manager. You just got to do it correctly. So they win on a last-second field goal. Then you got Green Bay 22, Buffalo 0. Like I said, Buffalo Bills, probably the worst team I've ever seen in my life. I don't know how they beat the Vikings last week, but they did. They could not move the football this game. It was disgusting. 22-0 in a very boring game. Houston, 37, the Colts 34. Some controversy in this game. It's overtime. It's tied at 34. It's fourth down in their own territory, and the Colts decide to go for it. They don't convert, which basically gives the Texans the ball within striking distance to win the game. I like the call. Listen, it's easy to say you don't like the call because things didn't work out, but you play to win the game. Why would you play for a tie? I don't understand that mindset. I like it. You go for it. You have Andrew Luck as your quarterback. He threw for over 400 yards today. You had momentum on your side. You were down. Go for it. Who cares? You play to win the game. I like it. It didn't work out, but you know what? I have no problems with it. Houston gets their first win, 37-34. Jacksonville beats up on the Jets, 31-12. Not much to say here. The Jets are not a good football team. Rookie quarterback Jacksonville has the best defense in the league. They're at home. This is what you're supposed to do. Seattle 20, Arizona 17. Seattle, I mean, these are two teams that are just irrelevant. I love Russell Wilson. Russell Westbrook, Jesus Christ, Josh. This is football. Russell Wilson, but they're just an average team this year. They're really not worth talking about much, I'll be honest with you, so I'm going to move on. Chargers 29, Niners 27 in a very entertaining game. C.J. Beathard looked pretty good, filling in for Jimmy Garoppolo. Phillip Rivers with an early pick six, but turned it around. Melvin Gordon was a beast as usual. Really good game. I like the game, Just a turnover by the Niners in last possession is the difference. Saints 33, my New York Giants 18. Alvin Kamara, enough said. And then looking at tomorrow's game, you got Kansas City 3-0 against Denver in Denver. This is going to be an interesting game. I think this is going to be an interesting test for Patrick Mahomes. He's been killing it this year. He's probably been the MVP, him or Jared Goff. I know it's really early to say MVP, but one of them is at least the MVP right now. And I want to see what happens when he faces some adversity. I think he's going to face a little bit tomorrow against Denver. Denver, to me, is an average football team. I think defense. Von Miller can get at the quarterback. It's going to be interesting. Good secondary. It's going to be interesting. What do you guys think of Pat Mahomes? I like Pat Mahomes. I don't know if he's this good, but he's playing out of his mind right now. So that's going to be a very interesting game. Before we go, I have one more video to show you. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Earl Thomas got hurt. And for those of you who don't know, Earl Thomas has been in contract disputes with the Seattle Seahawks. He wants a long-term contract. He wants to get paid. The way that contracts work in the NFL, the money's not guaranteed. So you have to negotiate that in your contract. And he's been fighting with the Seahawks. He's been mad at the Seahawks. And the reason why players want these long-term contracts is because you can get hurt very easily playing football. And that could be your career. And then you don't make the money that you feel like you should make. So, what happens to Earl Thomas? He's not making the money he wants to make. He's not getting the money he wants guaranteed. And he gets hurt. Anthony, play the clip. So, as he's hurt, he's getting carted off. He's looking at his side. He gives the middle finger to his own team. How savage is that? That is insane. That is crazy. That's basically you saying, F you guys. You did not treat me with the respect that I deserve. Look at that, slow motion, middle finger. That is amazing. I don't blame him. I really don't blame him. I don't blame him for being mad. But I'll say this. I don't blame the teams either. These are the rules. The teams have a salary cap they have to abide by. They have to make smart financial decisions. And as long as these are the rules, the teams are going to play by the rules. It sucks. You have to negotiate better. Get your players' union president in order. Let him know what you want. Renegotiate. Do something. But the teams have to be smart too, and I think people forget that sometimes. Yeah. Dang, laugh out loud at the cards patting him on the back. Yes, that was pretty funny, but I think that was more of them showing support for him being injured rather than like, yeah, way to throw the middle finger up at your team. That's unbelievable. So, I think that's about does it. Anthony, we got 3 minutes. I'd go over some fantasy football stuff, but to be honest with you, I really don't have much for you right now. I do play fantasy football. Off the top of my head, I can't think of any waiver wire pickups for you guys. If I were you, I would sell high on Calvin Ridley. I would buy low on Dalvin Cook. And that is my advice to you. But for now, that will do it. Tune in next week and every Sunday night here at AfterBuzz TV as we go over the game that was on Sunday night and the games before that. I am Josh Rodriguez. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh_Rodriguez_. I do other apps. I actually have my own fantasy football stand-up thing that I do for Fantasy Smack Talk. If you just Google Fantasy Smack Talk The Flex, I tell you who to start in your flex every week. So those of you who like fantasy football, check that out. Rate, subscribe on iTunes, all that good stuff. Anthony, you are the man. Thanks to everybody in the live chat. Thanks for everybody tuning in. This has been AfterBuzz TV's football after show coverage. We will see you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.